You're listening to 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. 9 p.m. on the second day of 2016. Hope your Saturday night is going well so far. I'm here to keep it that way. Or to fix it, or change it, whatever will help. Thank you.
find her a replacement. I swear now I can't take it, knowing somebody's got my baby. And now you ain't around, baby, I can't think. I should've put it down, should've got that ring. Cause I can still feel it in the air. See a pretty face, run my fingers through her hair. My love, my life, my shawty, my wife. She left me, I'm tight. Cause I knew that it just ain't right. I was thinking about her. Face at every turn, trying to get my usher on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone, and now I'm wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made the decision that she wanted to move on, cause I was wrong. And I was thinking about her. Somebody put your hands up. If you ever love somebody, put your hands up. Let it burn and you wish you could give them everything.
Boys love the way you stare. If you were here in Starkville, all the local girls, they wouldn't have a prayer. But I spent a reckless night inside the wonder of your everlasting charm. Now I'm haunted by geography and the flora, the fauna of your heart. At the dawning of some road-worn day, I call you on a whim just to say, morning birds are singing, but I could not do them justice. So I hung up and I fell back to sleep. I'm in love with my mobility. Sometimes this life can be a drag. Like when I noticed your nobility and how my leaving it only held you back. But I remember one occasion when you were drinking and you asked me to the coast.
I was hell-bent on agony back then, so I missed the boat. At the dawning of some road-worn day, I call you on a whim just to say, my regrets become distractions, I cannot do them justice. And I hung up and I fell back to sleep. Starkville, I was hiding out inside some Comfort Inn from a local gang of troubadours. When the homecoming queen, she come riding in. Yeah, but I slipped out of my room into the rain, and I went running for my health. I watched those headlights turn to moonlight. Finally, I was running by myself. Now it's the dawning of some road-worn day, and I call you on a whim just to say, morning birds are singing.
Boys would love the way you stare. That was the Indigo Girls and Starkville, by request, and thank you for that. Just a Dream was from Nelly, and that gorgeous guitar piece up front was from a guy named Pablo Camara. Midnight Blue, the song title. And if you're a guitar player, a track like that will make you break your damn axe, or else lock the door and start practicing and don't go outside until you've got some chops. Beautiful track, nicely played. Good evening to you, and Happy New Year. You know, I wasn't quite through with 2015. Right about December, I got busy as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rockers, and the next thing I knew, December was gone. C'est la vie, we've got a clean slate now, and the new year will be what we make out of it. So let's make it good. I will if you will. Great, we're agreed.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe Justin Bieber is wanted for roughing someone up. I mean, seriously, how much damage can the little fella do? Judging from the picture, I'm sure he was mad because his ball cap fell off without a hairstylist on duty. And yes, the purple tennis shoe came off too, exposing the fact that he's wearing his sister's socks. But in all honesty, when you're wearing World War I cavalry pants, you should get credit for keeping your balance long enough to slap people around. I bet Selena Gomez didn't mind. When you're on a date with a guy dressed like Barney the Dinosaur meets Ronald McDonald, it's probably best if he loses a few articles of clothing. Oh well, I hope the photographer recovers. The only thing worse would be getting beaten up by one of the Olsen twins.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you
Down, and the moment's land for the cow.
Cowboy, right on. That was Tesla. We Like Sure was in the middle. Shut your mouth. You're trying to pull a sweet tooth. That was from Philly band Ike. I believe they're from Philadelphia. John Fay and Ike. What If was that first one. What If God Smoked a Bowl? Hey, who knows? Maybe he does now and then. Maybe that's when those tsunamis happen and those nuns get run over crossing the street. It could happen. You're listening to Non-Corporate Rock and Roll Radio at 92.9 FM. It's KCUF, Boulder Creek. Got to take a news break, but put up with it because I'll bust out a half-hour set on the other side. Fair enough?
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this Onion News update.
Following the conclusion of yet another day marked by a litany of tedious and unavoidable realities, the Onion spoke with sociologist Dr. Timothy Coghill, who told reporters that the nation would be forced to go through all of it again tomorrow.
As our projections demonstrate, tomorrow, like today, every man, woman, and child in America will wake up and do it all again. All of it, including traffic, the workday, bad coffee, your kid's soccer game, laundry, the struggling economy.
Statistical evidence also showed that the nation would once again endure traumatic childhood memories, Twitter, anxiety, poverty, consumerism, rampant abuses of the legal system,
joint pain, racial inequality, global warming, the steady erosion of civil liberties, violence, loneliness, disease, unresolved intimacy issues, the ravages of age, hunger, sexual frustration, pesticides, existential dread, bioterrorism, looming specter of death.
So, as I understood that report, it's basically same old shit, different day. I think that's what I heard. An inspiring thought to start the new year.
Down on my bended knee. loved and lost the same as you. So you see, I know just what you've been through. And if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care.
Told you so. And if I ever hurt you, baby, myself as well. Is that in a way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. My paycheck went. You know I brought it home to baby, and I never spent one red cent. Is that in a way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, more than you'll ever know, more than you'll ever know. Everything that you demand, I could be president of General Motors, baby, or just a tiny little grain of sand. Is that in a way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, love you more than you'll ever know.
life my way, for tonight and for today. It's the strongest hearts, they say, that always survive. And I'm falling through the years as each dream it disappears. When the night is full of tears, I'll be holding on. Now this life is etched in black, but I won't be looking back. The rain washed out the tracks I'll never find again. I'm still reaching for the light, I'm still wearing out the night.
Oh, grab you with both hands. I'll be holding on. That was Greg Allman. Greg working solo on that one, a piece he did for a movie soundtrack. This is A Man's World. That was Washington gal Karen Lawrence. Doing a nice job on that James Brown classic. I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Beth Hart did I'll Take Care of You. What a killer job on that track, wouldn't you agree? Had a chance to see Beth Hart live in Santa Cruz back in November, and boy howdy, that gal can sing. ZZ Top was at the front end of that set. Hot, Blue, and Righteous. Howdy, folks. Vince Vinyl here. Thanks for letting me hang out with you on this first Saturday of the new year. Hope it's starting out well for you. Miss Paula Jean is up next. Right back.
Read the incredible self-help book that's rewriting the rules on addiction. It's the hot new addiction everyone's talking about. It's sex addiction. Finally, you can shove personal accountability straight up your ass. Leonard Etcher's remarkable 13 Steps to Heaven.
Hi, I'm Leonard Etcher. Everyone's talking about it. Nobody knows what it is. Now, thanks to 13 Steps to Heaven, here's your chance to join me and become a fully blown sex addict. All the glamour of personal programs without health risks or loneliness. Guys, let's be honest. The difference for most men between being a sex addict or not is opportunity. My book will explain the myths and realities of sex addiction in an honest and easy to understand way. I'll teach you how to juggle multiple partners at once and blame your complete lack of morality and personal accountability on an addiction that doesn't exist.
Pick up 13 Steps to Heaven today.
Thank you. color in your cheeks? Do you ever get that fear that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways?
Sad to see you go.
Sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Maybe we both know
that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call. Got the goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you, but I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
Sad to see you go.
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Didn't we both know
that the nights were mainly made for saying can't say tomorrow day?
Crawling back to you.
Never thought I'd call and when you better feel, 'cause I always do.
Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody.
thompson in my head, it's coming straight out my mouth. If you ain't treating me right, I stand up and scream to get what I need.
Going to go bad when it starts, or really if it ends with "Just Thought You Ought to Know." That was Alana Morissette, which I'm sure you know. Big hit for her back in the day. Saw a piece in the news a while back, mentioned the 20th anniversary of that song. Doesn't seem like that long ago to me. Big Mouth was Jesse James. What comes in my head goes right out my mouth. Do I Want to Know was in there. That one from the Arctic Monkeys. And Miss Paula Jean, PJ Harvey, did One Time Too Many. I'm not really a fan of rock music in movies or even rock videos a la MTV. I'd rather conjure my own images to go with my music, thank you. But I must say, I broke into a smile when I heard that Paula Jean Harvey song in the Batman Forever movie. You're listening to 92.9 FM, KCUF Boulder Creek. And you can do that anytime, no matter where you are, at kcuf-fm.com. Catch up on some archive broadcasts, make a request, send us a MASH note, or just stare at the bitchin' homepage screen. It's all good. I'm Vince, here till midnight. Thanks for joining me. Right back.
Men, face it. The male menopause is real. You're going to lose your virility someday. How about now? In the time it has taken to listen to this commercial, you're less virile than you were at the start. You've just wasted a whole lot of sperm. The decline has begun. It is time to fight back. As you start to go gray, get saggy, you're being upstaged by young bucks who will seduce your women and take your fortune. They need to know you're still the alpha. They need to know you're top dog and they're still a little pup. However, staying on top isn't just about jacking yourself with testosterone until you're humping the furniture. You'll need to go big. Showtime, who's boss? Do something really impressive and tell everyone about it. Hike Kilimanjaro, dog sled across Siberia, trek across Antarctica, raft the Amazon. You need an adventure travel service that can take you to the far reaches of the earth and give you the kind of experience you can boast about back home. Show them what kind of man you really are. A man who is fighting for meaning the only way he knows how, by showing off. It's time to take the menopause by the throat and strangle the life out of it. Contact Menopause Adventures today or visit menopauseadventures.com.